The Springboks have secured a new front of jersey sponsor. And I have to say, this is mightily impressive. I don't always think SA Rugby gets it right, but in this episode, you are going to get a front row seat to what I believe is a very impressive bit of business by the boys in Platteklif. So late on Wednesday, it was officially announced that SA Rugby had signed a new deal with FNB for the bank to become the new front of jersey sponsor of the Springboks. The deal actually extends to all national teams. Previously, we've seen FNB on the Springbok women's jersey, for example. But now, all of our national teams will feature the bank's logo across the chest area going forward. To me, what was so impressive about this was the fact that less than 36 hours earlier, it was announced that MTN would not renew its sponsorship of the Springboks after 8 years together. Now, yes, I know these things are quite complex, and the timing does indeed indicate that MTN had made their decision some time ago, informed SA Rugby of their decision, and the Platteklif boys got to work on securing a deal with someone else. But they don't always tell us these things. And so, when the MTN announcement was made, we were right to wonder what will happen next and how soon it might be that a new sponsor is announced. I did an episode on that, and some of you accused me of being sensationalist and clickbait and all this kind of stuff. Guys, if I may quickly address that, please do not take everything that I say literally. And also, I'm sure you'll agree that I am allowed a little bit of a creative and poetic license on my own platform. Regardless, I still appreciate your support, encouragement, and feeling the need to raise concerns with me. It shows me that you care, and I've got a bit of a bad feeling here that the people that had a go at me on Wednesday are not actually going to watch this episode or listen to this episode. I was also criticized for putting out my episode on MTN and asking the question who the new sponsor might be, because apparently it had already been announced that FNB was taking over. Let me address that quickly. It had not been announced. Certainly not officially. News 24 and some of the others were running stories saying it was a done deal. But SA Rugby did not confirm anything until late on Wednesday afternoon. Now, while I am a journalist, what I do here is not actually journalism. That said, there are still certain principles that I will operate by, and I will never put out a video confirming something that has not yet been officially confirmed. I don't mind speculating or having a bit of hypothetical fun. That's often what we do at a braai. And it can be a lot of fun discussing what ifs. I think everyone enjoys a bit of that. Like on Wednesday's episode, for example, we asked the question, who might the new sponsor be? And some of you were having a lot of fun in the comments section, I noticed, with things like Tesla and Starlink, Hollywood bets, please, anything but that. It's fun. There's nothing wrong with that. We were having a little bit of fun. One or two people took exceptions to that. But if SA Rugby or FNB have not confirmed the deal, then I am not going to come here and tell you that they have a deal. If that means that my episode comes out a little bit later compared to someone else's video, for example, I am perfectly okay with that. In fact, I happen to know of a content creator on YouTube who put out a video about the FNB sponsorship before it was officially announced. Good for him. But guess what? His video is talking about something that hasn't taken place yet. This episode that you are consuming right now is telling you what is for a fact. Plus, you are going to get actual quotes from Platteklif as well as FNB HQ. So I'd like to think this episode is the one where you are getting the best value. You can also just imagine the embarrassment if I had to come here and tell you SA Rugby and FNB have a deal, but then a few hours later we find out that the talks broke down. or there never was a deal. I will not always be first, and I won't even try to be first, but I will get it right for you. And that's my promise to you. Now, that's what I wanted to say on that matter. And here's what Rian Oberholzer had to say. FNB has been an outstanding partner to the Springboks and rugby for many years, and we are delighted that we have aligned to take the relationship to the next level. To have them partner all our national teams is a step change for our game, and we look forward to continuing a long and successful partnership. That's the CEO of SA Rugby. Now, as promised, let's hear from FNB's CEO, Harry Kellen. FNB has a long history of help and support of rugby, and we are extremely proud and honoured to now further extend our help as the principal sponsor, leading and headlining in our partnership with the Springboks. Over the years, rugby has helped unify our country and has provided a unique platform for South Africa to showcase its sporting talent on both local and global stages. FNB supported South African rugby as a sponsor since 2017, and as principal sponsor offers an opportunity for us to continue living our legacy of help and remain devoted to making a positive societal contribution through rugby that will take the country forward. Personally, I'm hoping for discounted Springbok Test match tickets because, as it turns out, I bank with FNB. And I have done so since 2005, actually. You want to know why I signed up with them 20 years ago? Because back then, they were the only bank who offered free internet banking. All the others made you pay a small monthly fee in those days. Now, some will tell you that back then I was a bit of an El Cheapo. My wife will tell you that I'm still an El Cheapo. But whatever. Now, with all of that being said, I guess it makes sense that FNB has come on board. To begin with, they were already within the SA Rugby sponsors and partners umbrella. They featured on the women's jersey and on the back of the Springbok jersey already as well. And don't forget, they've been involved at the junior levels with the Varsity Cup and the Classic Clashes. So all in all, I think this is a great deal and a great partnership. What is the deal worth? Well, they didn't say, but I am told reliably that SA Rugby was looking for somewhere in the vicinity of 160 million rand per year. You might be wondering what it might look like on the Springbok jersey. Well, it won't look like this.
Champions, massive news. The Springboks have...
Yes, Rory is indeed a funny guy, I know, and I just laughed when I saw that. But it will look a little bit like this. Danelle Lochner here in action for the Springbok women against Samoa. Now, bear in mind that Nike might also make a new design for the Springboks this year. So that image of Danelle is not exactly what it will look like, but just to give you an idea. So what do you think? Are you satisfied with FNB as the new front of jersey sponsor? Were you hoping for a brand that is perhaps more glamorous? Or perhaps you're just happy that this sponsorship thing was sorted out as quickly as it was, at least publicly. Let me know in the comment section down below. And remember, I mentioned earlier that I'm hopeful of receiving Springbok Test tickets at a discount price. Well, if you're keen to stand a chance to win Springbok Test tickets or the new jersey with the FNB logo on it for that matter, then may I recommend you sign up as one of my patrons. There are great offers available to my patrons. You get your name featured in my YouTube videos. I might write an ebook for you on your favorite Springbok rugby player. You might even get to have a quarterly Zoom call with me where we discuss the goings-on in SA rugby and all Springbok matches and tactics. And as I said, you can actually get your hands on Bok Test tickets and some other cool merch. You can sign up by using the link in the description area below. It starts from as little as $5 per month. That's US dollars, guys. So we're looking at around 90 rand per month. I know the rand is not what it once was. The reason I'm keen to get you on board as a patron is because I would love to do this full time And I would also love to go to Australia in 2027 and cover the Rugby World Cup for you on a daily basis from down under. As I say, it starts at $5, but there are also $10, $25, $50, and $100 tiers. So if your surname is Musk, Gates, or Bezos, then I expect you to go for the $100 option. Thank you very much. Please join the Springbok Front Row Rugby A-Team, as I like to call it, and I will speak to you next time.